I'd like to thank the Glagauer family for sponsoring it. These type of events include both a very strong Ben Adam L'Makom component of sitting and learning, and a tremendous Ben Adam Chaverah component of a community together, united in the best way possible. So, Yoytze the Kibbutz Aveim for your mother, whether it's Ben Adam Chaverah, Ben Adam L'Makom, together this is the most appropriate zikaron you could make, and Bez Hashem should be Ilan Neshama on all counts, Bez Hashem. Okay. Just wanted to add slightened two or three words about explaining a little bit more what the concept of Hakaras HaTov. It's something, if somebody does a favor for us, we do tend to give a favor back. It's a tit for a tat, is not so difficult. And yet, arguably, Kibbutz Aveim is one of the most difficult chiyuvim. So I'd like to explain maybe the word Priyas Chov that Rev Reingold mentioned, that some Rishonim say, paying back a debt. My Rebbe Moshe Pirzman Vacher used to say that the word chov in Lashon Kodesh means hidden. Chavui, machbo, it's something which is hidden. Porua, priya, means to uncover. When somebody has something that is a debt, someone has money from somebody else. So I look at my bank book, I look at my assets, and it's nice. I have $1 million. $999,999 of them actually come from Reuven and they're on loan. So here I have something which, on the surface, it looks like mine, but there's a component that someone else's. Person was created in this world to realize himself. And if we're to ask ourselves, what is the biggest nisoyon? What is the biggest test on a person's sense of self? It is, on the one hand, we're driven with ambition to realize ourselves. That's what we are. But in as much as we need to assign segments of ourselves somewhere else, we stop having so much. It's on our cheshbon. So the Yetzer Hara of Adam HaRishon, the primary Yetzer Hara was, the Nachash's selling point was, V'yisem kelokim. You don't have to say, brought to you by God, but it's brought to you by Adam. Till now you said, I'm able to designate everything. This is a sus, this is a chamor, this is this. And I'm actually just bringing out what Hashem put in me. But now, when I come along and I've been able to realize myself what is good and bad, my ability to designate things and to categorize them are my own. That's the primary struggle of a person. So, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so yes, there are little, you know, there are various about eating this and that, but we ask ourselves in a fundamental way, why does a person who is very bright and very deep struggle with acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is, because then all that I've thought of and all I've come up with is simply an extension of somebody else's argument. An academic who publishes a paper, so there's a pro forma, yashar koach to all his interns who did the work. But there's no place where a person will want to assign what he did and say, really, I'm just restating, in other words, what someone else did. Then where am I in the picture? That was Adam HaRishon's battle and struggle with trying to iterate Tzadas so that he can sign off on his own without saying, I'm a shliach for the seichel and das Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. That's something that's core to a person's existence. When we speak about Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim, we have that same struggle. A person wants to become successful on his own. And when he acknowledges, so some people say, yeah, I only got $1 million from my parents and I made the company myself. We're not talking about any particular, but you know, there are people like that. and he doesn't want to say that I just took over my father's business and I didn't ruin it, because then I'm a caretaker and I'm not myself. So the real essence of a person's struggle in Kibra Ve'eim is Al-Kain Yazov versus realizing himself what he is. The Kibra Ve'eim is not a real... the things that we do, yes, we do this chesed to anybody. If a person has a hard time eating or something like that, for any person we should do it. But here, it's an acknowledgement of who's superior, who's serving who. Who is the one that is serving the other? And that's a certain hierarchy. It sort of fixes a hierarchy that my father is the Iker and I'm the Tuffel. And that's why it's such a hard problem. Somewhere along the line, because we want to break free and become our own people, acknowledging our parents, deferring to them, not arguing with them. It's amazing. Rav Reingold mentioned a question: do I have to do what my parents tell me to do? I'm not going to Paskin either, but I always say our das is the hefech of the Torah. This is a typical scenario. Our parents tell us, do X. It's something that has no relevance to them. We think you should be an engineer. And I say, no, that's crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. You're outdated, and so on and so forth. At the end, we give in because of Kibbutz Av. The truth is, it's probably the opposite. We may be able to do what we want to do, but that arguing where you belittle your parents and you say you don't know what you're talking about and I don't know why you should tell me this, so on and so forth, that whole conversation is really, really an issue deraisa. So the acknowledgement and the understanding, the prias chov that we're talking about over here, I think it's not so much the act of feeding, and not so much the act that we do. It's the acknowledgement that who we are, in every way possible, is our parent. The fact that my existence, my very being, is really my parents doing. We do tend somewhere down deep to believe we made ourselves. We are because we are. And the understanding that we are because our parents made us and gave us life is from the very hard things to acknowledge. There's tremendous char for that. Leman yarichun yamecha means that if we step back and we look at it with seichel, it's the other way around. Because if we exist because we exist, if we came from nowhere and we are who we are, we're a blip on the map of time. We're nothing. But if I am an extension of my parents, and my children will extend me, that's eternal. Leman ya'arichun yamecha means the hemshech. The arichus is where something is continuous. Your days will continue. So if a person sees that to his parents and to Ribbono Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a certain nekud into this world. He put existence, and it went from generation to generation. So I am picking up the ball where my parents left it, and I'm passing on to someone, and he's taking it further. That's eternity. So Kibbutz Av Ve'eim is an extraordinary mitzvah, and that's why it's so difficult. It's difficult because it goes just like acknowledging in a fundamental way. For a person who's for Bardas, you know, when a modern secular person gets up and says, this doesn't make any sense. This halacha can't be right. It doesn't make any sense. Well, that has another... The facts are true, but the conclusion has a different conclusion. One conclusion is this makes no sense, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wrong. That's one conclusion. The second conclusion is this doesn't make sense. I guess my senses are rather limited. Those are two extraordinarily divergent or polar opposite approaches. One of them, it takes an awful lot for a person to say that. So the mitzvah kivud av v'eim contains in itself the germ of prias chov, which means understanding the money that seems to be in my pocket is not mine at all, even though it makes a lot of noise and it looks fat and so on. It's somebody else's. It's an investment. It's a loan and so on. And in the deeper sense, who we are is our parents, and everything else is just kind of, you know, we've built on something. The ideas, the thoughts, the feelings, the attitudes, and so on. Whatever we've done, we just move forward a step. And ultimately, it's Ribbono Shel'Olam. Whatever we do know, whatever we do understand, whatever we're aware of, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. It built up over the doors, and are moving it forward. And Be'ez Hashem, if we keep that awareness, both in the mitzvah kivud av v'eim, which is an excruciatingly different mitzvah, and to really do it and do it with respect. My Rebbe Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say over that his father, who was a very big Talmud Chacham, and Reb Chaim spoke in awe of his father, but his father's father was a simple melamed. And he said, yet my father would always try to find the area that he was extraordinary. And he said, Reb Chaim used to say, the reason is, because if you don't have that sense, you're not really respecting him. Yeah, you're going through some motions, some pro forma motions, but you're not really respecting. You must find that area where he's unique. If we succeed in doing kibud av v'eim with a semblance of the way it's supposed to be done, that attitude will be our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll be zeichet to the extraordinary bracha of Man Yerichon Yamecha.
Thank you. Let me finish in 5 minutes. I also want to say.